Feeling the winter chill?
Fresh FM has got the hottest hits on 102.9 FM.
Yes, it's 8:32 on Namibia's Art and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. Now, Shekwan, we have a bit of a controversial view here from a listener.
Okay.
Have a listen, and then after this, we will be going to bring in OC Christine. Just have not even OC Dite. Wow.
Yeah. We're gonna bring Christine. Baba.
Yes. otherwise, also in today's times, there's also something called ageism. Apparently, where you're discriminating against the person because of my age and so on.
Because how dare you?
Yesterday, guys, it's hard to keep up with all these things. But anyways, have a listen to this.
Moro, let me be the one to stir things up a little bit this morning on this hot topic of voting and voters' guard. I did not vote, I never did, and I probably never will. And here is why. I am very aware of the country I am in and the capacity of its corruption. Secondly, there was a video on TikTok that surfaced of a man sending his son to go vote for a funny party, I could not remember the name, to say funny everyone party. Is vote for SWAPO and LPM and what. But this funny, no one is voting for this funny party, Mos, this new up and coming funny party. Yeah? So the father knew this and he sent the son. So even if no one is voting for this party, there must now at least be one vote. Am I? But the vote, the end of the day, the voting results, that party came back as zero. So that is just another point I'm trying to make. Why must I waste my time, my money, my petrol and what if corruption will just make my vote disappear?
Guys, come on.
But
man,
just to put it out there,
okay,
if I ought to get my voter's card and I would have voted, it would be for LPM, Landless People's Movement.
That's fine.
Viva Michael Amushulelo.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You know, with that said, we're going to bring in PR and Marketing Manager for Social Enabled Education Namibia, Christine Shetunyenga. She's not a stranger to the show. She's a friend of the show.
Yes.
She's our choma.
Yes.
And she's here to talk about this.
With her good teeth.
With her fantastic skin. Even for that matter.
And those edges, honey.
I mean, Christine, we're gonna throw
such
you
a beautiful
right.
Smile.
We're gonna throw you right into the fire.
Yeah.
That voice note.
I mean, then why doesn't he just vote for LPM then?
I mean,
register and go vote for
exactly.
LPM.
Exactly. Just register and go vote for LPM if LPM is what you want. And I think people misunderstand when we say go vote for change. We are not saying go vote and then there'll immediately be change. No, we are saying go vote because you are going to influence the outcome. Obviously, if let's say 10 of you are saying you don't want to vote, but then eventually you vote for LPM, you can at least get 2 seats for LPM in the National Assembly.
No, but he, to his point, to his credit, he's saying but like also, you know, the capacity of corruption in this country, how basically questioning the credibility of the ECN.
I don't want to.
Okay, but listen, not understanding that, Christine, it's the last day of registration today.
Yes, it is.
The last time we spoke to you, I think it was a couple of weeks ago, month actually.
Yeah.
And you and your peers at Social Enabled Education, you guys were hell-bent on making sure to get the message out there, to make it cool, to get the youngins to understand that, yo, listen, this is not about let's get you out there. Has it worked?
I think it did to a certain extent. I mean, we still don't know the stats as to how many young people have registered to vote yet, but I think there is a significant increase in young people that have registered to vote this year, because I think in 2019 we had 1,358,000 people that registered to vote. I didn't find the stats on how many young people voted then, but until the 27th of July this year, we got around 1,311,000 people. So I think by today or hopefully tomorrow, ECN will give us the stats on that, as well as how many young people have registered to vote, so that we can see how much impact we have actually given to our community and our young people as to how many actually have stood up and went to the registration points.
Actually want to know, Christine, like, are there how do I phrase this, are there platforms Because, you know, the conversation that we had with Ndimbukeni a little bit early on, he was saying that it's not the responsibility of the ECN, for example, to educate the voters.
Yeah,
so to
or
say
to be
that,
alone in that responsibility.
To be alone in that responsibility.
To be alone, I understand.
Yes. So are there, like, any platforms that you can perhaps direct, you know, our listeners to, where they can get probably the necessary information on the different parties, what the different parties stand for, just to make it easier for
like
them
a nice
to
consolidated
actually,
platform.
Is there anything like that?
Yeah, I mean, see, Namibia is one of them, but I think for us mostly, it's just we are advocating on the importance of voting and not necessarily the political parties.
I think we'll
get into that immediately after voter registration is done. But I believe Sister Namibia is one of the organizations that I know about that have a little booklet where they outline what the political parties have been advocating for in 2019 and what they have done so far. So I think that is one of the organizations that I know about. But overall, online, there are multiple organizations. Even the political parties themselves are putting their information online to see, to give out the information to young people and the whole nation at, as wide as well, just to show them what they are doing so far. But obviously, manifestos still not out yet.
And you know what? Dimbo was even explaining that the ECN has a certain calendar. You know, only in October will we really know who the candidates are,
even are for the
presidency.
Different parties. Yeah.
And in November, we have to vote. Such
but
short
I feel like
September
October is far, young.
It's far. Yes, sorry, it is far.
Yeah, close to the.
It's too close to the to the actual voting day.
Exactly.
And Shekwan was saying it will be a bit of an information overload.
Especially
for
our
generation. I won't have time to go through all those political parties to see, okay, which candidate is best for me. I feel like at least. Actually, immediately after voter registration,
immediately,
you should be giving us that information.
Yeah. Now, Christine, before we let you go real quick, I asked Dimbu this question as well. I saw a lot of, socials where, youngins at NUST, UNAM, different campuses are saying, we don't know these political figures. We don't know these political parties. You know what I mean? I know South Africans more. I know the South African political discourse more. I know Julius Malema. I know Steyn Huisen, and I know Cyril Ramaphosa.
But none of those guys.
I don't know
Swartboy
and Vanani. I don't know you.
That's because most like South Africans, they are more engaged on social media. And our political parties, I think for us, they are only starting now slightly to be on there, which is the problem. Because how are you going to get to young people if you are not
using the platforms
exactly
that
young people are on? Exactly. So I think if they could just engage more that side on social media and also just bring up debates. Because young people love to debate. Young people want to know, what are you doing for us? So if they could do that, they'll definitely get the young people's attention and they'll be like, okay, I see potential in this candidate.
So today is the last day. Couple of hours to go until until tonight to register. There's an undecided what's the right word? There's an undecided eligible voter that's listening to this. What do you tell them?
Please, if you are really telling us that you want change, please just go register to vote. Because with that one vote, you can influence the outcome of who actually is going to be the one that is going to be advocating for us. So, yeah.
Because I think also at the end of the day, I think you made a similar point early on. It's not necessarily that, okay, we just now want to focus on taking people out of power.
Exactly.
You know?
No.
But at the end of the day, I do feel that if the other parties do step up more this time around, it's going to put fire, obviously behind them, where they're like, you know what, we actually got to do better for our people, you know?
Exactly.
But yeah, so November 27th, right?
And that's even an odd day, isn't it? Like a Wednesday or something. Will you check the calendar there for us, Shekwan?
November, right? 27th, it is a witness day.
Did you? I was hoping it would be like a Friday, you know what I mean?
No.
But anyway.
I think it's also best it's on a Wednesday because the weekends are not for young people.
No, exactly.
In lines, it's not for them.
I want to play a voice note real quick, Christine, before I let you go. It's a voice note from one of our fantastic listeners, and she was basically just saying she's going to keep people around her account. She's going to
hold them accountable for not voting or registering to go vote.
Have a listen to this.
Moro. Yes, I did register to vote. My experience was very, very pleasant. It was fast, and it took me less than literally 5 minutes to be there, and I was out. And I actually decided to make a bold decision as to delete people's numbers. If you did not register to vote, I'm going to delete your number. Because what do you mean you did not register? Why are you being such an irresponsible citizen?
Thank you.
Yet you're going to complain. You're going to complain that what, there's no job, there's no what. But you did not register to vote. What do you mean? So yeah, I'm going to ask my contacts. Show me your card. If you are refusing, I'll delete. I'm honestly going to delete. We need to do better, guys.
Are we going to normalize that amongst our circles, Christine?
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, apparently today is International Girlfriend's Day or something like that.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Young people are going around and they're saying, if you don't have a voter's card, you don't deserve anything on International Girlfriend's Day or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Another excuse for men.
In fact, to withhold the allowance.
Christine, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate you.
Shikwan. Yeah, no, I just wanted to add on. There's a listener who said, and this is where I really have to commend the ECN, right? Someone is asking, where are all the voting points where we can vote? I cannot emphasize on the budget, as someone that is a media buying specialist, on the budget that the ECN has spent on printing in newspapers every day and on their social media platforms. The information is literally at your fingertips, all right? So just be sure to get all that information, because don't we even have a booklet here in studio? Christine, thank you so much. Why am I scolding people?
You know, really. No, but I understand Shem. Because that information is everywhere. That is true. It's everywhere. It's everywhere.
Yeah. Unless you really live in a serious... You just in your own world type of person. But even in your own world, you are on your phone.
I mean, yes.
You're on Facebook. You're on Twitter. You're on TikTok.
Yeah.
Like, you're on Instagram.
And, you know, Tinder. Things like that.
Okay. I didn't know we got there.
Okay, wow. Like... Anyways, Christine, thank you so much for your time. We wish you all the best, as well as with the organization.
Yeah.
All right, cool. When we get back on the other side, we are going to be in Shay's universe. What does that mean? Well, I don't know. We're going to find out.
We deserve better.